I would just want you to go ahead and close your eyes. And there's the practical realm. Let's first talk about the practical. And I just want you to just right now, just allow him to expose the biggest burden that you're carrying coming into the holiday season, the big one. Okay. Should be pretty easy to figure that out. And now we're just going to ask him to take his flashlight and to also just put that dye inside of our own hearts that would give us the eyes to see what needs to be seen. And this is a prayer that we're going to continue to use in every single segment of this process, okay? The eyes to diagnose and to understand the nature of the areas of our heart that might be cut off, the areas of our heart that are hurt, whatever it might be, okay? And ask him for a picture, if he wants to give you a picture. And if he doesn't, that's okay too. And I'm just asking you now to go into the place that you would go. And the reason for this is because we want to learn to see him as a relational God, not a conceptual theological God. Although theology is important and reading the Bible is absolutely important, because if you don't know the truth, how can you call God out on the merit of his promises? But we just want to have a relational style. So just drop down by him, whatever that looks like. Sit on his lap, sit at his feet, kneel, lay down, whatever you're feeling right now. Hold his hand, whatever relational movement that you can, and just ask to connect to him. Okay, just ask to connect to Jesus, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to start praying. And as I'm praying, have whatever dialogue with him that needs to be had. Because even though I'm going to pray over us collectively as a group, the real dialogue that matters is the dialogue that you have with him directly. Lord God, we just approach you on the basis of who you are. We just speak your faithfulness out. Your kindness out, your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your generosity towards us, Lord. Just the faithfulness of your promises and how you keep yourself from generation to generation, even though circumstances change, that you are the one who is, who was, and is to come, Lord, and that you never change, that there is no shadow or shifting in you, that all things that come out of you are good, that all your operation systems are done by grace, that the way you flow in our life is no longer by merit or worthiness, but it's all on the basis of the blood of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you are a redemptive God and a loving God, and yet you're a holy God, that you won't allow brokenness to define us. You're not okay with that. And God, we just thank you so much that you can be welcomed into our lives with all the power and all the goodness of your character, that every single facet of who you are can enter into our situation right now and can speak over us. And Father, I just pray that individually you would just help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. God, I just pray that we can claim our rightful position, seated next to Jesus in the heavenlies. That we are above, not below, the strategies of the enemy, that we have been given all authority in Jesus to overcome. Lord, I just pray that you would be honored in our ability to live out authentic identity, to be who you created us to be, and that would be good, that we would not reject our own selves, that we would not continue to listen to the lie that says there's something about us that's not good enough and grieve you, Lord. Father, we just say that, you know, our hands are not clean because of our efforts. They're clean because you've purified them, that we have complete access to you. There's not a drop or a blemish of dirt on us right now, because we are asking you to be washed, asking ourselves to be washed by the blood, to be cleaned. And so, God, not for our own glory, but for your glory, we summons you. We beseech you. We call on you. We ask you to reveal yourself to us. We seek to know you. We seek to experience your presence. We seek that the Holy Spirit would be poured out in fullness, that there would be no hindering or blockage, that there be no clogging. Father, just on the merit of who you are and the merit of who we are in you and on the basis of how you operate, that we would be able to experience your actual presence, Lord. And Father, we just thank you that we don't have to listen to the lies of the enemy, that we have choices. And so, God, we just pray that you would expose to us right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, a message that is oriented in the demonic realm, whether it comes through a human vessel or it comes into our mind directly. I just pray, Lord, that you would bring it to mind right now. Unworthiness, defeat, failure. God, we pick that lie up as though it was something that we could carry with our hands. We pick it up right now. We show it to you, Lord. And we give it to you. And we ask that you would take that lie and you would throw it, you would shuck it, you would burn it, you would do whatever you can do. And we receive from you the truth, like a tangible piece of paper written directly from your heart. God, help us to actually receive it, to tangibly receive the truth that will overcome that lie, whatever it might be. We are accepted, we are loved, we are valuable, we are precious, we are designed for eternity. Grace has conquered. We have won, we haven't lost. We are above, we aren't below. Your plans are good, they aren't evil. You have every hair on our head accounted for. You know us intimately and personally. You have our future designed. You are sovereign, merciful, in control, in charge. We flaunt that truth at the enemy right now. Spirit of fear, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. Spirit of anxiety, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. Spirit of death, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. Spirit of inferiority and insecurity, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. Any physical infirmity that is spiritually induced, any unclean spirit, any spirit of infirmity, we command you to leave in Jesus' name. God, if there's any rightful areas in our hearts that the enemy has gotten legal access to, because we're still hanging on to a lie, we're still not surrendered in that area, God, I just pray that you would reveal it right now, where the enemy has been positioned. Lying spirit, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. Doubt. If you have resurrected yourself in our life as an actual spirit, apart from the battle of our flesh, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave. There are generational ancestral spirits that have waged, that have dug themselves into our character, maybe from the time we were born. We ask that you would usurp their authority. And in Jesus' name, We command them to leave. Have no legal right in our life. And if they do, Lord, I just pray that you expose that throughout this process. Any addiction, eating disorder, self-identity, image crisis. There's anything that the enemy demonically can use to come against us. In Jesus' name, we command you to leave. You're not authorized or given permission or given rights into our life anymore. And Jesus, we authorize you as our great I am, as our physical healer, as our emotional healer, as our stabilizer, as our freedom giver, as the one who makes us worthy and clean and whole, as the one who destined our future, as the one who accounts for every cell in our body. We give you full access. We ask that you would enter into our lives in such a way where you're not hindered or blocked, that there is nothing that will keep you from pushing your way through. That our hearts will beat literally in alignment with your heart. That we will possess the same affections that you possess. That we will be one with the Father and one with you, just as you were one with the Father. I just come against the spirit of disbelief. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name, I command it to leave. Anyone who's struggling to believe that you're real right now. Jealousy. Father, we just come against complacency. Father, if there's anyone here right now that is laying on the ground, or anyone connected to the webinar that is actually laying in the on the ground with a knife over their throat, God, we just want to speak life over them right now. We are asking, God, that you would be authorized right now on their behalf, that they would be willing to authorize you, because I can't do it for them, to let you go in there and grab that knife off their throat and kick it to the curb. Whatever is instigating that, that would be removed in Jesus' name. God, we speak faith over this atmosphere. We can't see everything. We don't see outcomes yet. But we choose to believe that what we can't see is still in a process of being fulfilled. We pray for supernatural grace to endure, that we would be strengthened. God, I pray that we would see the end results, but not until the process is fulfilled, that the end result really is intimacy with you. Anything that's sucking away or sabotaging connection flow, continue to expose that to us, Lord. And we place it in your hands. Those areas of vulnerability and weakness that you know that we all have. Those areas where maybe it's not the enemy, maybe it's just our flesh is weak. And we want to do things, but we can't fulfill them and we can't do them. God, we just want to speak life over that. And we just want to, by faith, believe that your grace can hold it right now. Even in its state of imperfection, that your grace can hold it together, that it doesn't have to be perfect. We choose not to walk under the lie of anxiety and fear. We choose to walk under the covering of faith because we believe who you are. God, I pray for holy surrender. There are some people that just need to put something down right now that they're still clinging to. And Lord, we thank you that you gave us opportunities to survive. We thank you for our own systems of compensation. We thank you the strength that you did give us. We thank you that you allowed us to find ways, alternative routes, when trauma happened, when life didn't go the way that you intended it to go. God, we thank you that you gave us alternative routes in our heart, that you allowed us to get by. Father, we did it. The fighter, the protector, whatever it was in us, we were able to fulfill it for a season. But Lord, now we want to take those compensation and those fighter skills, and we want to drop them at your feet in such a way where we just are able to discard the whole system and say, you know what, God, I just want to be connected to the source of life directly. I don't need that faulty system in my life anymore. I don't need to live off compensation because I have Almighty God working on my behalf now. And he is for me. He's not against me, and he's a life giver. And so, Holy Spirit, we're asking for a true surrender, spirit of surrender, to just fill this place in the webinar. That you would fill the vacuum in our hearts. You would remove the clogs. You would open the channels. That our hearts would just start to overflow with your goodness. That we would not be able to see ever again through the perspective of compensation. That we would never settle for a system that was only meant to teach us survival when we didn't know how to relate to you directly, that we would trade that in permanently. Father, we thank you. We thank you in the goodness that you bring in our lives and the blessings and the fullness. We thank you. But we thank you for the trials, for the tribulations. We thank you for the very things that brought us to a place where relationship with you would matter more than our circumstances. God, I thank you for that woman who lost all her limbs 2 years ago from meningitis, and that she uses her life to thank you, because that event brought her to you. Whatever our event is, Lord, may our lips thank you for it. It's at the same level as the leper, Lord, when you healed the lepers. Give us the attitude of thanks. Never let us walk out anything without acknowledging that you are the one that gave it to us in the first place. And God, we speak right now that you would have your way for your eternal purposes and for your kingdom to come and for your will to be done, that you would be glorified in our lives, that our trophy, that our display case would actually be able to demonstrate your power and your goodness in the world around us that's, we know, to be perishing. Father, I pray for authentic display cases, not phony ones, not exterior ones, not ones that try to portray something, but really on the inside they're empty and void. God, I pray that the substance of our trophies that they would be filled with grace and power and presence and peace and joy and supernatural strength and suffering. I just pray that those trophies would be flaunted in front of the spiritual realm, both to the angelic realm and to the demonic realm. They would be used as reminders that God's not dead. He's alive and he's victorious. And we are on the winning side, not the losing side. We are conquerors through him. Father, I just speak for anyone who's physically suffering right now that needs bodily healing. We know that you are in authority over every cell in our body. So Father, I just pray that you would penetrate and heal. If you want to heal supernaturally, Lord, or use doctors to heal, we just welcome you into physical ailment right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray over the physical blockage in my husband's heart. God, if you want to supernaturally circumvent that, supernaturally cure it, which you already supernaturally worked, God, I thank you for that. That you would be given permission to display your glory and to display your power, and we give you the right to do that. We believe that you can. But if you want to do doctors, if you want to use processes, we give you the right to do that as well. But we pray that it would be a display. Not a display of our glory, a display of your glory. God, I thank you that you use the broken, wretched things of this world to show off the power of who you are. I thank you for this room full of people that have showed up, that have signed up, that are here, that are listening, that are receiving, that are responding. These are the treasures of heaven, with hearts like little children. God, I know you won't disappoint them. Father, you can't be unfaithful. God, I'm praying right now for all the hearts in this room and on the webinar that have channels and connections with other people. And just for a minute, we just pray over every single connection, every single channel, every single relational need. God, we pray over our children right now in Jesus' name. We pray that anything that was transmitted into their lives, spiritually, emotionally, physically, anything, any inheritance that was given that was not of you, God, we just ask that you break curses in Jesus' name. We claim sovereignty, and we claim that in Jesus, both at an authority level and as a cleansing level and at a purity level, that we are entitled to remove the curse and to speak the blessing over our future generations. God, we pray that you would raise a generation up and the generation after that, that you would not just affect us, but that you would channel yourself into their life in such a way that they will not repeat the same things over again. They will not enter through the wilderness season, that they will be able to inherit the promised land. We pray that they would engage with you and know you and believe you. God, we pray for spouses right now. We pray that you would just get access, that the person represented in this room would learn how to be a vessel that can let you flow through and that would not hinder or block, would not become a blockage or way to you getting to them, that they become a vessel where you can flow through them to reach that person, whatever their issues might be. Pray for relationships to be restored, where restoration is possible. And God, for those that aren't possible, we pray for healing. God, in Jeremiah, Nehemiah, he summons you. He summons you on behalf of the people of Israel. He was a real person just like we are, crying out for his generation, crying out for the complacency and the disillusion that his people were still walking under. And Father, we feel much the same. We are trying to function in a world that's just fundamentally flawed and broken. And God, we beseech you to rebuild our own lives and to reestablish yourself in our own lives. But God, we also ask, in the same spirit of Nehemiah, with the same cry, with the same need, that you would also restore our broken walls in this generation. That we wouldn't just sit around with the pieces shattering around us and live that out as though that's normal and okay. That we would become partners with you to build, to allow you to build. Father, you have to be true to your character. You have to do what you said you would do. When we pray in agreement and we pray from a refined and a pure heart. So now, Lord, I just ask that all the requests that were brought forth in the beginning of this prayer would be fulfilled in Jesus' name. I'm just going to give you guys a moment. We're almost done. I'm going to give you a moment to process that with him. And then we're going to, I will finish this up in prayer. And then we can leave. And I don't want to keep you too much longer. So I'm just going to do one song.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
Father, we just offer to you that need. And we give you the opportunity to do what you only you can do in that need. And I just pray that you bless each person here in the next 2 weeks and that you satisfy every desire of the heart. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys. You can press and record, yeah?
I don't know who this is for, but I felt very strongly while we were praying that somebody's battling in here with a spirit of judgment and self-righteousness. And that it's not from God, that you've been using it as a form of self-protection. And that it's rooted in pride. And God is asking you to lay it down.